Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
What's up, everybody? I'm Jonathan Hood along with Mark Henry. On this edition of Busted Open, we talk about AEW Dynamite from Greensboro, North Carolina. What a great show it was. And we've come to find out that Kyle O'Reilly is All Elite. We talk about that. Also, the Tom Brady professional wrestling Sting, he really turned the clock back in a six-man tag team matchup. It was MJF and FTR against Sting, Darby Allin, and Punk. What a great six-man tag team matchup, because that was the main event of that show. Also, Ruby and Nyla, really great women's match. It's part of the tournament that they have going, and so much more on the Busted Open Podcast. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Tony Khan continues to give the crowd what they want. And when I say crowd, not just the people in Greensboro, but all of the fans of AEW, you get these little, it's not even Christmas presents,
right?
It's like birthday. It's a Wednesday gift. Like every month, it seems like there's a surprise at AEW, whether it's a return from injury or a new wrestler that's All Elite. Something to that effect that gets everybody stirred up. And I feel like that's the MO of AEW, is never letting things get stale by mixing things up. And last night was no different. You know, you get Kyle around. And where the hell was he? Boy, you talk about entering the building like a ninja. I never saw him.
What was he by that? Why was he in the breezeway by you? Did you see him by you? You just didn't recognize him? Did you see him back there by you?
No, I know who he is. No? I never saw him all day.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, there's some super secret squirrel. They some the Kingsmen. They're the Mission Impossible people. I don't know what the hell is going on, but they do a good job of keeping a secret.
They did. They did do a job keeping a secret to see Kyle O'Reilly just slide underneath, and all of a sudden he shows up. But here's something I thought that was very interesting. There's a lot. This particular match and this whole incident has a lot of layers. This whole thing with Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, it was interesting just to watch the body language of the Bucks. They come down and they're like, well, what the, like, wait a minute. So if Kyle O'Reilly's here and Bobby Fish is here, what does that say about us? There was that, it wasn't friction as much as it was just kind of like, what, wait a minute, what's up with us, right? It wasn't like they were demonstrably pointing at each other saying, hey, what's this guy doing here? Is he part of our group? It was kind of like, well, wait, if we're the Young Bucks, and then here's Fish, and then here's O'Reilly, and here's you, so where do you stand, Adam Cole? Where do you stand with this?
You know what? I don't know. I never thought about it until Gabby said something. And Gabby, you know, unbelievable producer, but more than a producer, she brought up a good point.
You Gabby? Like the dirt. Yeah, Gabby, you like the dirt. What's happening?
She like
this?
The dirt. That's what it is.
Tell us the dirt. What's the dirt with this? What's the skinny
spill
of
it,
this?
Spill it. The tea. What's the tea?
What's the tea?
Wow, guys. Well, I mean, if I'm being summoned, then I do show up. But I will say the one little moment when Kyle O'Reilly showed up that stood out the most to me, it wasn't the little stare down between him and Adam. Obviously, the pop for him was awesome and it was exciting. It was that little look behind where, you know, Adam walked off with Bobby and Kyle and the Young Bucks were standing there like, what the hell, man? And I'm like, damn, old friends versus new friends. Where are you going with this? It's going to be that tug of war for Adam Cole's like love. Like, I don't know, but it's really like a relatable thing. I take everything back to like high school because I wasn't there so long ago. And like a lot of people on the show, you know what I mean? I'm the young one here.
Yes,
so I take things back to high school now. Or like kind of relatable things in my life. That's how I relate to what I watch. So I'm like, is my best friend with somebody else? What the hell is that about? That's my best friend. Okay. That's who that is. Who's she talking about?
Gavin, would you really be pissed?
Yes. I don't care what anybody says. There's real jealousy in friend groups. Like, it's just a thing. I don't care. Everyone's got that one best friend. That's like, that's my ride or die. That's my girl.
That's my friend.
That's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And then
the ride or die.
The ride or die. Everyone's got one. Hopefully, you know, if you're blessed enough to have one, it's a very cool thing. I have one. And if she was like, oh, you know, this is my friend too. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Whatever. Nah. But if she's like picking that person, walking off in front of my eyes with that person and not me, I'm going to be like, what the hell is that about? What is that about? That is going to cause some friction. That's the little, and that's my favorite thing about pro wrestling. Is that little tiny, tiny seed.
The friction.
That's right.
Well, not the friction. Yeah,
you
I don't
just
want the friction.
Told off on yourself.
Depending on who's in the ring, I enjoy the friction. But it's the storytelling to me is everything because that's where that's right. I get my investment. So when you plant that tiny little seed and I notice that little side eye from the Young Bucks or the little confusion of mm-hmm. something, that's when I'm like, yes, because now I want to see what's going to happen. So now I'm like, okay, now I got to watch next week. So there's going to be one of those things transpire and I can't wait to see it.
So the thing that we go all the way to the beginning of this is that Kenny Omega is not around. And so Adam Cole has put himself in the position of Kenny Omega. Now, I think the Young Bucks also side-eye Adam Cole. Like, how did you all of a sudden be the leader of this? You came from NXT. You came from the WWE. All of a sudden now you're the head of this group. So that's strike one. Strike two now is Kyle O'Reilly being there. Strike three was Bobby Fish. So now what's next? That's why I love the storytelling, because the next thing is going to be the Young Bucks saying, okay, so what's up with this? Where's our power? Where's our stroke? There's going to be a power struggle between these two factions. Even though they're part of the same faction, there's going to be a power struggle between these two, and I can't wait to see it.
Also, too, the Young Bucks can be like, we welcomed you when you came to AEW, Adam. Mm-hmm. Like, when you walked in the doors, we were open arms. We massaged you into the company and, you know, we support you and you had us have your back. So we were there for you, only for you to be like, oh, you could trust this Bobby guy. He's cool. Oh, you could trust this Kyle guy. And now you're going to take over and leave us in the dust. F you. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're bringing in these guys because you want to be a leader.
But I don't think that's another way of looking at it. He said that he had a surprise for them. And I was a part of that before. I understand this at a high level because The Rock was in The Nation and he brought me in to The Nation and to Ron Simmons and said, hey, I got a surprise for you. Like, this is Mark Henry. He's the world's strongest man. He's with us now. And Ron was like, what? So now it created that friction between Ron Simmons and The Rock, which led to The Nation disbanding. So is that in the future? Could that this is history repeating itself?
I think that very well could be. That's why I can't wait for the calendar to flip to 2022, because there's so much more on the bone for this. There's a lot more story to this. Now, buried in all this, and, you know, I can't turn a blind eye to this, Mark, is that we got a good match between Orange Cassidy and Adam Cole. Now, I understand
it's about
O'Reilly and what's happening with the Young Bucks, but let's go from the beginning. I thought that's one of the better Orange Cassidy matches that I've seen. It wasn't so much of the gimmicks for Orange Cassidy. It really was him being able to really go after Adam Cole, and I thought they had a terrific match. Now, I thought that the Best Friends and the Bucks coming out in the middle of that match was a little unnecessary. I didn't need to see that, but ultimately, that was actually a good match. Now, I know that's buried in all of this, but I thought that those two worked really well together.
They did. They had chemistry. And not only did they have chemistry, but we talk about bells and whistles and use, like, you know, the gimmicks and the all the antics and the stuff. Man, when Orange Cassidy tried to put Adam Cole's hands in his pockets.
Yes.
I lost it, man. I thought that was, like, really, really cool. And like you said, Orange Cassidy, he didn't wrestle with his hands in his pockets much in that match.
Nope. Too busy trying to wrestle and win. How about that? He was trying to win.
There you go.
See that? Orange kicked out of the Panama Sunrise for a two count. There was a beach break there. That was a two count that that Cole kicked out of. So they both kicked out of each other's finish. So I thought, and I said, oh, shit, this is good, right? Even before
Where's this going? What's going to happen?
That's even before O'Reilly came out, I said, boy, this is a hell of an opening match. You know what I'm saying? So I think that both wrestlers really worked hard in that one. So hats off to Cole winning the match, but then Orange Cassidy really working hard.
The game of basketball has taken over the world. Hi, this is Fran Fraschella, and my podcast, The World of Basketball, is back for season two. Each and every week, I bring my many years of coaching and scouting around the world into conversations with players, coaches, and executives who give the game its international flair. Check out World of Basketball wherever you get your podcasts and on the SXM app.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See EarnIn.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The main event, which was outstanding, it is MJF and FTR taking on Sting, Darby Allin, and CM Punk. That was a fantastic six-man tag team match, and because it was physical, and again, when you start to see Darby Allin come out and Sting coming out, and then CM Punk with that face paint, that's pretty spectacular. When you see all three of those guys together, that was really an awesome main event that we saw last night.
It was. Man, I popped from the time I saw them come out with the face paint on. Mm-hmm. And Sting with the Chicago and Punk with the, I mean, it seems like everybody was in sync. And you look across the ring, MJF had the same trunks on as FDR.
Yes.
Bro, they had me. It was like really a teams against teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Darby, come on, man. When was the last time? You always see Darby with the skull and crossbones and the flair for the darkness.
Right.
Darby had color on his face yesterday, man. I just listen, for your money, I have never seen anyone, Mick Foley. Man, this is high praise right here.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus Jack throw themselves at a human being with reckless abandon and no thought for their own well-being like Darby Allin flies into people. That guy came across the ring and he flew into all three of them. And it looked like he was shot out of a cannon. It scares me every time I see him do it.
Yeah, he does
it
that.
It scares me.
He does it, Mark, like, I'm just going to do this. This could be my last match, but I'm going to give my all. It's amazing when he does that so often that he throws his body into people like a Super Bowl, right? Like you throw a ball against the wall. That's what he does. It's amazing.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like, you know what, man? I'm finna hurt one of these dudes. I hope they ready for this. And
wow,
man, you think I don't even think about the damage that's being done to the person receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about him, his well being. I think he's gonna like snap something at any moment.
But his body's like made like a tennis ball, though. You can't hurt him. You can't hurt Darby Allin, clearly, right?
He's Gumby, damn it.
He is. He is an amazing performer when you see what he's able to do. Now, when I'm watching, I mean, it's a great story that was told with MJF and CM Punk. MJF was trying to run away from CM Punk the entire time. He didn't want to get anywhere close to CM Punk.
Good.
Up the stands in Greensboro and down the stands, they were chasing one another. CM Punk just wanted just a taste, just to be able to grab a hem of the garment of MJF. Just wanted to be able to just grab him, right? And couldn't do it. He tried, though. You know, I love
that. Listen, the match would have been over if I'd have ran up them damn bleachers and then ran back down. Match is over. I've been over there with oxygen and a bottle of water. And an ice bag on my neck, trying to get my temperature down to where I don't have a stroke.
Right.
Dudes are in such great shape, man. I look at it and I was breathing heavy watching them run.
I mean, that's a lot of steps there in Greensboro. That's a lot of steps.
I can't breathe. That was me. As I was eating my popcorn.
You know, here's the thing that resonated with me the most in this main event on AEW Dynamite. Mark Henry, can I just tell you, before you. Now, again, it's a homecoming for Sting because Sting was made in the NWA. He was made in Greensboro. That great match against Ric Flair. We talked about the 45-minute draw. It was just tremendous, right? But you know what Sting is? Sting is pro wrestling's Tom Brady. That's what he's become. If you watch that match very closely, you watch Sting, and he's moving around like he did in the 90s. If nothing else, moving around like when he was at TNA. He looks like he has not missed a step, and he doesn't have to do a lot. But if you watch that match closely, in which I did, you see how Sting was just throwing his body around? He came off the top rope and dove on FTR and MJF. He is the Tom Brady of pro wrestling right now. He's doing it late in life and as spry as he was even 20 years ago. That says a lot about Sting. It's like Brady's doing it in his 40s in the NFL, still viable. They could still possibly win the Super Bowl again because Brady stays upright. Same thing with Sting. I don't know what bruises and bumps he's going through right now, but I will tell
Sting is not standing upright.
He climbed to the top. Yes.
Listen. He's Tom Brady. But I like Sting, though. I can't say that for Brady. I think that Sting is more likable and invokes a more good feeling of, man, that's like my uncle. That's like my dad's best friend. Brady is like people's boss. He's got like this aura of overconfidence and he gets away with stuff that nobody else could get away with doing. And I'm a single him out. Hell yeah, I'm a single him out. Screw him. He's sitting on the sideline. He's playing horrible.
Yep.
Horrible this week. He stomps off the field like an 8-year-old looking back at the field like, these are the bums I got to play with. He had that look on his face when he was looking back at the field. They hand him the iPad with the last plays that they ran. And he's looking at it. He's looking at it. And then he takes the pad and slams it on the ground. And then he picks it up. It's broken. And he throws it behind him over the bleachers, over the bench.
Yeah.
If that would have been any other quarterback, if that would have been Dak Prescott, look at it. It's a savage. So ungrateful to the league. He would have been. And what's the guy? Is it Collinsworth?
Chris Collinsworth, yeah, for NBC.
Collinsworth, listen, stop jock sniffing and dick riding. I can't believe him. He gives Brady the A1 treatment all the time, and he never made a mistake. Brady never made a mistake. Oh, he walks on water. I seen him touch a glass of water and turn it to wine.
Uh-huh.
That's how he talks about Brady. And he mentioned in that segment, see what you started when you mentioned Brady? You touched the nerve. You touched the nerve. He don't even eat bread. He don't eat bread. How you going to like somebody that don't eat bread? Don't like him. And I'm disappointed in Collinsworth for making excuses. Well, he is out there without his top-tier talent. And this, he made excuses the whole time. So this is what I'm saying about the whole situation. I love Sting. Everything that he stands for. The fact that he is a man that's almost 60. He climbed to the top. I stood up. I said, no. No, he's not going. No. Where is somebody come jump and knock him down, please? No. And he dove, bro. I legit put my hand over my eyes, so I didn't see it until the replay.
Yes.
I covered my eyes like a child.
All I'm saying to you, Mark Henry, yes, I understand that. All I'm telling you is that late in life, they're flourishing. Brady's doing it late in life, and so is Sting. That was my parallel. That's what I'm telling you. Again. Don't get hot. So, and also another move I want to point out that Sting did too. I mean, some people take for granted the Beal throw. I do not, because that's what I grew up with, watching, you know, great wrestling moves like that. Man, he Bealed MJF over the top rope. I thought MJF broke his neck. Did you guys see that? Is that just me, or did you?
I saw a
Beal throw. I said, my God, man, is MJF okay? Because I think the FTR went over just to touch the hand of MJF, saying, hey, man, is your neck broke? You all right? And I guess that he was fine. But my God.
He was fine. Man. He put his he came down on his elbows.
Oh.
So he braced himself and went over.
Dude, I mean, Sting turned the clock back last night. And that was the Sting that many of us saw, if not in the early 2000s, definitely in the 90s. I want to just give him his flowers this morning because he was the MVP of that match. He really was.
He was. And I'm glad that you did that, Jonathan, because like Sting is, he inspires me. He gives me hope. He makes me feel like, man, ooh, you're not that old. Why don't you go on and get your gear and dust it off? He makes me feel like that.
Hi, everyone. This is Heisman Trophy winner and NFL quarterback Doug Flutie. I'm excited to tell you that my podcast, the Flutie Flakes Cast, is back for the entire football season. I may have played like 21 years of professional football in three different leagues, but I'm still just a big kid, and I absolutely love this game. Every week, we'll talk about the topics I care about and bring on super fun guests. So please subscribe today, wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app. Include it with most subscriptions.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So what were you saying about Soho and Nyla?
I'm going to hit you with it. Yes. I thought that Nyla was more on point than I've seen her in weeks past, and I told her.
She
walked by me, and I said, hey, man, what a great job. What a great job you did tonight. You should be proud of your work. And Ruby, you see the emotion in her face? It was, man, that's what draws people in, is the emotion. Like, there were times where she was just like, she couldn't believe what that she kept getting up from everything that Nyla was doing. And every time Nyla did something to put Ruby away and Ruby kicked out, Nyla was like, what am I going to have to do? It was such a descriptive, emotional match with the way that you saw things in their face and with their mannerisms. I just was blown away, man. Like, last night's show was really good, y'all. There was not a weakness There was not a weakness in any facet of the show.
I did not like the finish of that match. It was the only match on that card where I was like, damn it. Thunder worked. I mean, they both worked hard, but I wanted Nyla Rose to win that match. I did, because she worked hard at it, man. When she put that knee off the top rope, that knee on Ruby Soho's shoulder.
It looked devastating,
like,
didn't it?
I said, this is it. Like Nyla's final. And then she ends up losing the match. It's the only match where I reacted. I'm like, ah, damn it. I really wanted Nyla to win that match. I really did.
There was two things in the match that I critiqued about it to Nyla. And one was, I'm not a fan of anybody using a chair except Spears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see nobody touch a chair except for Sean Spears. He's a chairman. It's his thing.
Yes. He does. It would have been
very easy for her to, I mean, really put a whooping on Ruby, pick her up on her shoulder to run her into the post. She wiggles behind, pushes her into the post. And now Ruby escapes into the ring and you get the count. 1, 2, 3. And you get to 8, 9. Nyla, barely gets in. You get a reaction off of that. Mm-hmm. Then you go into everything that they did after that. As far as the finish, I was fine with it, Jonathan, because she kicked her out of nowhere as she was approaching her. And anybody that's ever had a fight, if somebody is approaching you and you throw something at the same time, you almost get like it's counterpunching. You get a double the effect on it. And it just looked like she got counterpunched right there, or counterkicked.
Counterkicked. I get it. I just was rooting for Nyla in that because she worked so hard in that. I'm not casting aspersions on Ruby Soho. I just like what Nyla did there in that match. And now Ruby faces the winner of the Jade Cargill Thunder Rosa match. And so that'll be interesting as well, a clash of styles of what Thunder Rosa, and boy, you talk about making the towns. Thunder Rosa is everywhere. I saw her at Warrior Wrestling in Tinley Park about a week ago, and I see her on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm just seeing all these matches that she's in. She's getting a lot of work, and that's what you do as a young wrestler. It's like, where is an opening? In which city? Where can I travel to be able to keep working? And Thunder Rosa's doing that.
Man, she was on the holiday party last week on Thursday, and she hadn't been home in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That was her, what she said on the show, that she hadn't been home in 2 weeks. And we were saying, did you get all your Christmas stuff done? And she said, no, I haven't been home. I'll do it on Thursday, which is today. So this will be her first time home in 2 weeks, bro. She's been on the road grinding with Mission Pro and all the other assorted companies that she's been working with. Respect to the old school hustlers, man. Mm-hmm. The people that are still out there making the towns, as you said.
Andre, you said that she was at GCW as well, right?
Yeah, she fought Ally Catch over GCW, and she did great. Then right after that, we see her in AEW. One after the other. She's on fire.
I love it. I love it. She's making the towns, and you just get ring time. I told you, Mark, Saturday, I saw Dante Martin at that same show for Warrior Wrestling. I mean, he had one of the biggest applauses all for that show because people respect the hustle. Like, man, you were just on AEW TV against MJF, and then, like, the same weekend, here you are, you know, wrestling again. People respect that hustle. They love it, and you get more work that way. Until AEW starts to have, if they ever will have, a myriad of house shows, you got to go out and get that work, right, Mark? You got to be able to try to wrestle a couple times a week. Yeah.
You know, you have to, not only to make the ends meet, but to keep the buzz alive, to keep the momentum going forward that you're out there for the fans to see. And when you wrestle regionally, even though she wrestles on AEW and is you know, prime time and national, you have got to create pockets of wrestling fans all over the country. The only place that we haven't been going right now is the West Coast. And I think at the end of February, March, we're going to start getting out toward California and Vegas. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I was on that a conference call with Tony Khan, and I asked him, you know, with Dynamite going to TBS, when will you start running the Mountain and Pacific time zone shows? Will you get to Denver, Salt Lake? Will you get to Albuquerque? Will you get to Phoenix, L.A., Portland. Vegas? Yeah, Portland, Seattle.
Big wrestling towns.
I think he gave the thumbs up, like, in 2022, that's going to be something that AEW will definitely – and Double or Nothing looks like it's going to be in Vegas, too, I believe. He said in that conference call, so we'll see.
I'm ready for it. I mean, I know what those crowds are like. You know, man, San Diego,
yes.
Man, to go down there to the Coliseum, oh, my gosh, man. I would pay money to see AEW at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what the crowd looks like. I mean, those people are wow.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.